local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We have more details on Alabama Senate vote to pass Terry Collins' bill and send it to the governor for Alabama's abortion ban. We'll get into that and more headlines coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still have to get in the far right lane westbound I-10 at the George Wallace Tunnel. If they've got an accident, left lane's blocked off. Northbound 65 between I-10 and Government, four vehicles involved in an accident with injuries. Caught a chill in front of Westwood and Woodhill Crest Drive. Also in front of Mobile Christian working another wreck. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Twenty-five ayes, 6 nays, 1 abstention. House Bill 314 passes.
All right, that's how it sounded yesterday in Montgomery with the vote of Representative Terry Collins' bill to, with very few exceptions, ban all abortions, make them illegal in the state of Alabama. It's a story that has a lot of national attention this morning, but if you remember, we've talked about it quite a while on this show. The point of this bill, and even Representative Collins, who brought the bill, said the point of this bill is to challenge Roe versus Wade.
My goal with this bill is not to hurt them in any way. My goal with this bill, and I think all of our goal, is to have Roe versus Wade turned over and that decision ability be able to be sent back to the states so that we can come up with our laws that address and include amendments and things that address those issues. It's designed in every way to do just that. That's why we were trying to keep it just as it was to address the issue that Roe versus Wade was decided on, which is that baby in the womb a person? In Alabama law, it's a person. Our people in Alabama voted last fall. We believe that, and we believe that's what it's aimed at.
All right, a good bit of debate in the Senate over this, and Senator Vivian Davis Figures from our area talking about it here.
You want to make the decision for that woman that's what she has to do.
I want to make the decision for that child.
Well, Senator, you know there is no law in this country on the books that says what a man can or cannot do with his body. To take that choice away from that person who had such a traumatic act committed against them, to be left with the residue of that person, if you will, to have to bring that child into this world and be reminded of that every single day. Some people can do that. You know, some people can, but some can't.
State Senate, by a vote of 25-6 with one abstention, passed the bill that would ban all abortions, almost all abortions in Alabama, except when the health of the mother is at serious risk. Performing an abortion would become a Class A felony in Alabama. Earlier, the state Senate rejected on a 21-11 vote an amendment that would have made abortions legal in the case of rape and or incest. In those situations, still not a, if this bill is signed by the governor, becomes law, those would not be exceptions patients for an abortion. Bill's already passed through the House, and now it goes to Governor Kay Ivey's desk. ACLU says it plans to file a suit to stop what it calls, quote, an unconstitutional ban and to protect every woman's right to make her own choice about her health care, her body, and her future. And, y'all, that is the plan as it's been laid out. And the plan was to bring this bill, have it signed off on by the governor, have a lawsuit brought against it, have it go through the process, and hopefully for Terry Collins and hopefully for those who brought these bills up in other states to have it go in front of the Supreme Court. This is all part of a process to get something in front of the Supreme Court to challenge Roe versus Wade.
Today, when the national media officially gets their hands on this story, I imagine Alabama is going to be in the crosshairs of lots of angry reports today.
Yeah, already has been. I mean, my Twitter feed last night filled up with like attacks that I guess they had gone through, whether they were actual people or just bots or whatever they'd gone through and found anybody that was in Alabama and anybody that had, they went to tweets I had where I was with Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh interviewing him in Montgomery or other people that they said were, you know, Republicans in the state. They found those tweets and then answered back in some kind of horrible, I just was involved in the fact that I had a tweet up that I had interviewed somebody and I got...
Weeks ago.
Yeah, and I got lumped in. So,
wow.
Listen, it's just starting. You're correct. We'll talk more about this coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Now with more headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tragedy in Pritchard as a house fire claims the life of a four-year-old little boy. Pritchard fire officials responded to the home on Myers Road around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. Inside that home was a mom and her two small children, ages 2 and 4 years old. Authorities say mom was able to get her two-year-old out of the house and to safety, but when she tried to go back inside the home to get her four-year-old son, she could not get back inside. The flames were just too intense. At this hour, the family is not being named, but we do know mom remains hospitalized, and the investigation into what started the fire continues. Funeral arrangements have not yet been released for the four-year-old little boy. An Alabama man's execution is scheduled for this Thursday after the nation's highest court rules they will not review his case and they've declined to issue a stay. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to be executed by lethal injection Thursday at 6 p.m. for his role in the 1997 murder of two Pelham adults and two children ages 6 and 7 at their home. His attorneys appealed the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing that since he was just a teenager at the time of the quadruple slayings that he was convicted of, that he should be prohibited from being executed. Samro was 19, and his co-defendant was then 16-year-old Mark Duke, charged with killing Mark Duke's father, Randy, his fiance, and her two daughters. Samra was convicted of capital murder in 1998 and was sentenced to death for his role in the killings. Now, Samra's attorneys have argued in court filings that the Eighth Amendment bans the execution of offenders under the age of 21 at the time of the crimes. In 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court banned execution for people who were under the age of 18 at the time of their crimes. Samra's attorneys say that this ruling should be modified due to, quote, evolving standards of decency. Mark Duke was also sentenced to death, but his sentence was eventually overturned and changed to life in prison following that 2005 ruling. Samra's attorneys have also asked Governor Kay Ivey for clemency. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County deputy was injured in a crash last night. It happened around 9 o'clock at the Magnolia Speedway gas station at Highway 98 and Highway 49 in Magnolia Springs. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the deputy injured his leg. The other driver received minor injuries. The cars also slammed into one of the gas pumps, knocking it over. A double shooting in Mobile. Authorities are looking for the gunman. The suspect is 38-year-old Victor Terrence. The shooting happened on Crossley Hill Drive last night around 9 o'clock. One person shot in the head but is expected to survive. Another person was shot in the abdomen and was critically injured. Despite giving out 6,900 free hepatitis A vaccines last week, the state of Florida saw an increase in new cases. The Department of Health announced 92 cases of the contagious liver disease during the week ending May 11th. It's the highest number of cases reported since the outbreak began last year. In Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties, 8 or less per 100,000 people have hepatitis A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking to my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Summer times here. Unfortunately, so are the mosquitoes.
They are. You know, they typically never leave in our climate.
That's for sure. It just seems to get ramped up this time of year. But you've told me over time coming in, you've got some tips for us. The first thing we need to do to try to eliminate them is get rid of certain things in our yards.
Yeah, look at those garbage cans. Make sure you got lids on it. The dishes that sit underneath your plants on your front porch, make sure they're draining or they have holes where they're not holding moisture. And you just need to help eliminate some of the breeding sites for the mosquitoes.
Okay, we do that and we still get mosquitoes in our backyard. Can y'all do something about it?
Absolutely. You give us a call. We'll have our home evaluator come out. He can take a look at your property and work out a detailed plan that's specific for you. Then our technicians will come out and apply the products they need to in particular areas and help you take back that backyard.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to get the evaluator out. Talk about how we make contact with Arrow.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin Key with Arrow Exterminators. Hey, y'all, take back your backyard, and then I'll come over to your house.
Get ready to red, white, and... At Wind Creek Atmore, we're cranking up the excitement by giving away not one, not two, but three hot new rides. A Ford Edge, a Ford Mustang, and a Ford F-150. You can start earning chances to win now. Then come in on Friday, May 24th, Saturday, May 25th, and Sunday, May 26th, when we're giving away free play and those beautiful Fords in our red, white, and giveaway. Only at Wind Creek Atmore.
The New Orleans Pelicans win big in last night's NBA draft lottery. Golden State picks up where they left off in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, and the Boston Bruins now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. We lead off this morning with some great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Last night, with a 6% chance of winning the number one overall pick in this year's entry draft, the Pelicans' ping pong ball was drawn last, giving them that highly coveted number one overall selection.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies, and that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Pelicans expected to draft Duke's Zion Williamson with that draft pick, which would give them the most wanted NBA prospect since LeBron James. Memphis also defied the lottery odds. They now hold the number two selection in this year's draft. The New York Knicks will pick third, followed by the LA Lakers, who jump from the 11th spot to number four in the draft. The Phoenix Suns and Cleveland Cavaliers each were likely to earn a top three pick, but they fell to fifth and sixth place in the draft, which is coming up next month on June the 20th. In the NBA playoffs following that draft lottery, Golden State defeated Portland 116-94.
Curry for three. It's good. Steph Curry lighting it up. His eighth three-pointer of the game.
Curry would go on to make 9 three-pointers and scored 36 points for the Warriors in the win. Portland was led by Damian Lillard with 19 points and C.J. McCollum with 17, but defensively they allowed Curry too much space and he made them pay for it. The Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 1-0, with Game 2 set for tomorrow night in Oakland. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins beat Carolina 2-1 in Carolina to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 35 of 36 shots to earn the first star of the game. All three of the game's goals were scored in the second period, with Brad Marchand scoring the eventual winner on a power play.
And McAvoy eventually across to Marchand, strips it to Zlatan.
Bruins are one win away from reaching the Stanley Cup Finals. They could clinch that spot tomorrow night in Game 4 at Carolina. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team lost to Tulane 11-1, ending an 8-game win streak for the Jags. Later this week, they'll wrap up the regular season with a 3-game home series against rival Troy University. Game 1 is Thursday night at 6:30. In minor league ball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their 5th game in a row, falling to the Jackson Generals 8-7. Tonight, the Bay Bears will attempt to avoid being swept when they host the Generals for the final game of a 5-game series. First pitch set for 6:35 at Hank Aaron Stadium. And in the major leagues, St. Louis hit 4 home runs and crushed the Atlanta Braves 14-3. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 6-1. Wilson Ramos hit a grand slam, and the New York Mets defeated Washington 6-2. Tampa Bay shut out Miami 4-0. Colorado beat the Red Sox 5-4. The Cubs beat Cincinnati 3-1. And the LA Dodgers got a win over San Francisco 6-3. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. The ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season that begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player to help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
Already had traffic problems this morning. We'll keep it updated with Kane coming up next right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, two vehicles left lane blocked off inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Westbound lanes along I-10 backed up past the Causeway exit and the Causeway backing up as well. Got another accident slowing up traffic northbound 65. Four vehicles between I-10 and Government Street. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, it's the Southeast fastest race cars. The winged sprint cars return to the high banked oval. $10 at the gate. Seniors, military, and public safety workers get in for only $5. See them at Mobile Speedway. Net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all, say hello to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. It's been a warm winter. It's been a wet winter. And we seem to be already looking towards a summer pattern here in early spring.
It's been much warmer than it has the last few years. And so what we're seeing now is typically what we would see a few months from now.
Like, what do we need to be thinking about now in the spring that would normally be summer stuff?
It's still time to take care of the weeds that you have now. We still have time to get out in front of the summer weeds that you're going to have. But right now we're getting out slow-release granular fertilizer, getting the grass woken up and getting it moving.
You know, you talk about that pre-emergent too, getting in front of those weeds. You've told me in the past, this is one of the keys to having a great lawn is getting rid of the weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. If you can keep the weeds from coming up and you can grow grass to fill in the bare areas, you're really choking out the rest of the weeds that might go through the pre-emergent.
Let's do this. Let's get in a summer mentality here in early spring. Give us some contact info.
You can call us at 251-626-3309 or look us up online or find us in any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
7:23, FM Talk 106.5. Another beautiful start to our Wednesday morning here. 61 at the studio, heading for high in the mid-80s, but dry again. And dry weather continues at least through Saturday. More details from Dr. Bill coming your way just about 10 minutes from right now. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A group of kayakers make a gruesome discovery in Mobile on Dog River as a male body was discovered in the water just after 6 p.m. on Monday evening. The group was headed out on a sunset paddle in hopes of spotting some manatees when they found the body between McVeigh Drive and I-10. After finding the male body around 6:15 p.m., the group of kayakers then contacted the police. Then Mobile police and their investigators secured that area. That area had recently reported multiple manatee sightings over the last couple of days. Police have not yet confirmed the victim's name nor where he was from or how long the victim may have been in the water. The investigation is ongoing at this hour. This morning, Mobile police need your help to find a shirtless suspected car thief. Just before 4 a.m. on Tuesday, police were patrolling the area and they passed the driver of a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, and that's when the man covered up his face as he was driving near Highmont Road and Woodside Drive. Once the officer observed that peculiar behavior, they then followed the man to a driveway on Browder Drive. And when authorities ran that license plate, the vehicle came up stolen from last Thursday, May the 9th. Surveillance video in the carport of that driveway captured video of the man taking off, but not before getting a really good look at him. The suspect's described as being shirtless, wearing red shorts, and carrying a white t-shirt. He's also described as a white male between 5'8" to 6 feet tall, approximately 180 pounds, with brown hair. You're encouraged to contact the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211 if you have any information which can lead to an arrest, and as always, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Coming up, Jeff Poor joins us. We'll talk with him coming about 8.05, 8.06. He joins us, and lots to talk about, of course, with what happened in Montgomery yesterday and its implications nationally. And we'll continue that discussion of the Senate vote to pass Representative Terry Collins' abortion ban bill that includes, in making it a Class A felony, includes cases of rape or incest. That's one of the bigger questions out there, and we'll talk about that with you. Also, let's talk about something that's a little less divisive, but interesting, that's up today in Montgomery. House Bill 224 that would allow Dolphin Island, Mayor Collier, I didn't know about this, allow Dolphin Island to create three entertainment districts.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to get myself in so much trouble here.
Is the place where they show Jaws every summer,
the West Beach,
is that the one entertainment district
right now?
No,
the entire island is it. This is my argument. The entire island is an entertainment district. Okay, so current Alabama law, and the story on our news partners, WKRG's website, says current Alabama law does not allow some townships or cities to create entertainment districts where people could buy and drink alcohol. The bill would give local government on Dolphin Island the authority to establish three new entertainment districts if they choose. HB 224 was read for the first time on March 19th and referred to the House Committee on Economic Development and Tourism, which is actually a pretty good committee to get into. Along with creating the entertainment districts, the bill would also define the rules of liquor license holders and eliminate inconsistencies, which I like. The bill was put on Governor Ivey's desk on May 8th, just before 3 o'clock. If it gets her signature, local government on Dolphin Island can move forward, so they could have entertainment districts where I guess you could walk around with your open container.
Awesome.
It's an open container zone.
entire island.
Let me argue that the entire island, to some degree, as long as people are not operating motor vehicles or boats, is kind of a live and let live open container zone. I mean, it's Dolphin Island. Now it'll be codified.
Yeah,
maybe,
it's official now. It's an entertainment island.
Yeah, when they said three entertainment districts, I would say, okay, eastern part of Dolphin Island, central part of Dolphin Island, and western part of Dolphin Island. There's your three entertainment districts. We'll see where that goes.
It's good news, though.
Well, it is good news. Also, I saw a story here. Maybe this is resonating with me this morning. Usually it takes me Thursday before I really start hitting the wall for being sleep-deprived, but we'll come up, coming up after Dr. Bill, we'll get this four things that happen to your brain on less than 6 hours of sleep.
Okay. We'll see how many you can check off.
That's right. I probably can't even read through the list the way I'm feeling this morning. Hey, we'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up and get headlines from News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state lawmakers voted in favor of a near-total abortion ban. There are no exemptions for rape or incest. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey, who has not indicated if she will sign the bill into law. Supporters of the bill say their ultimate goal is to create a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade. New developments in the Daniela Vian death investigation. About a week and a half ago, her car was found in Bayou Sara. A woman's remains were found inside, believed to be those of Vian. Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber tells News 5 an initial autopsy shows no signs of trauma to the body. The cause of death is undetermined but appears to have been an accident. For the third year in a row, U.S. News & World Report names Florida the top state in the country for higher education. The rankings are based on things like the number of people holding college degrees, the cost of in-state tuition, and student debt. The state university system recently announced a 9.5% increase in the five-year graduation rate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffitt Road.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will now decide whether to sign legislation that moved through the State House that would allow, or rather outlaw, almost all abortions in the state. State Senator Democrat Bobby Singleton is an opponent of the bill.
I would just like to say to all the women of the state of Alabama, I'm sorry.
Donald Trump Jr. will appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee next month. Correspondent Lauren Fox is following the story.
Trump Jr.'s interview will be limited in time and scope, lasting up to 4 hours and covering a maximum of 6 topics.
After President Trump downplayed his tariff war with Beijing and set a resolution as possible, benchmarks in London, Shanghai, and Tokyo advance. Dow futures are down. The German government says their military has suspended training of Iraqi soldiers due to tensions between the U.S. and Iran, but indicates no specific threat to its own troops. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A trade association representing toy and game companies says tariffs proposed by the Trump administration would harm American families, jobs, and businesses. The Toy Association says it proposed 25% tariff on $300 billion in Chinese imports, including children's toys, would ultimately be paid for by U.S. families and companies. The association says the tariffs would sharply increase the cost of toys and cause irreparable harm to companies of all sizes, particularly American small businesses. China Today reported surprisingly weak growth in retail sales and industrial output for April, adding pressure on Beijing to roll out more stimulus as the trade war with the U.S. escalates. Clothing sales fell for the first time since 2009. The battle of the TV giants continues. Once again, The Big Bang Theory has beaten Game of Thrones in the ratings war. The CBS comedy drew 12.6 million viewers last week, just a hair ahead of the HBO drama. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
SpringHillToyota.com. Traffic center left lane still blocked inside westbound I-10. The George Wallace Tunnel has the Bayway and the Causeway back up with other accidents clearing at Airport and Flay Pierce Road. Cottage Hill in front of Westwood. That's going to be right by Mobile Christian. Schillinger and Cottage Hill Road moving out one into a parking lot in northbound 65 between I-10 and Government Street. Summertime is around the corner. That means fun in the sun and the water. Bama Flooring's got you covered with over 300 waterproof flooring options to choose from. Check out their selection in Robertsdale on Highway 59. Bama Flooring. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You know, you kind of... Yesterday, I got in the truck. I think it was 88 or something, is what my truck said on the thermometer, but it was a delightful 88, Dr. Bill. it was, as 88s go, it was welcome.
Yeah, this is really, really nice weather, and wish we could see this well into the summer, but unfortunately, that southerly flow of the Gulf of Mexico will start and continue through the summertime and revert a little change, but enjoy it, because we have another day with low humidity and temperatures well into the 80s, around 84, 85 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, we'll still cool down nicely into the low 60s, and then tomorrow, a little bit warmer, but the humidity still on the low side. So tomorrow, sunny and about 88 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. The rest of the week and the weekend, Friday looks good, about 85 degrees and sunny. And on Saturday, the wind is out of the south. The humidity comes back in. Even a chance, a slight chance of an afternoon shower. But for the most part, Saturday should be mostly sunny and a high temperature in the mid-80s. On Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a little better chance. So we could see some afternoon shower or thunderstorm activity. And Sunday's high will be in the mid-80s. After that, a better chance for some shower activity on Monday with a high in the upper 80s. And then Tuesday, sunny, again in the upper 80s. So weekend, not bad. Best day looks like it'll be Saturday. But for today, tomorrow, and Friday, enjoy the weather with some nice low humidity readings.
Yeah, I mean, this is usually the time of year that if we are going to get this little drought run, it does seem to happen in May and June.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough time for farmers in the area for that drought to come in. But it does happen. Couple of weeks or so of very dry weather can occur in May or in June. And once we get, of course, into July and August, then we have a very typical afternoon thunderstorm activity.
Yeah, it's coming. We don't have to wait long until that sets up. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Remember, traffic tie-up still I-10 westbound in the Wallace Tunnel. That accident, an hour old?
Yeah, it's been about an hour.
So we're just watching that. And speaking of commuting back and forth across the bay and the south end of the Delta, our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. How much would you be willing to pay in tolls on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and in the Wallace Tunnel? The choices are up there. You can vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, I mentioned this study about sleep deprivation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so tired, I didn't know I could even say that. The four things they said happen to your brain, happen to you, if you don't get six or more hours of sleep.
Okay, so six is the water mark.
Sometimes it's six. Then studies say seven. Uh-huh. Some say eight. You know what I think? It's different for different people.
Mm.
Imagine that.
No.
We're not all cut from the same cloth here. But the experts recommend between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. But at least a third of us aren't getting that much or getting six or less.
Preach.
I'm raising my hand there. That's what I get.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot less sleep now than I used to before I had a child.
Yeah, welcome to my world here. Number one on the list, you get distracted more. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you get distracted more easily. Your brain constantly looks for distractions to keep you awake, which makes it harder for you to focus. So it might seem like you're really prone to multitasking when you actually just need more sleep. Number two on their list, you're more anxious. A study at Berkeley had volunteers go a full night with no sleep, and afterward, their anxiety levels were 30% higher than normal. Makes me pretty anxious just hearing that. Number three, You have a shorter fuse.
Okay.
Imagine. In a study in a study last year, people who got an average of 4.5 hours of sleep were more likely to be annoyed by little things like a barking dog. We point out that we bought bark collars a couple years ago for our dogs. And number four, you take bigger risks.
Okay.
A study in 2017 had guys between 18 and 28 go a week on just 5 hours of sleep a night. Then they put them in a scenario where they got to gamble, and they were much more likely to place high-risk bets than the control group.
That's interesting.
So there you go. Some things that you might be dealing with if you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep. I checked off all four. Good. 7:40. We'll be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk about how Airbus is not only building airplanes, but a workforce as well. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Christy Tucker and Michelle Hurdle are part of the Airbus team here in Mobile, and on May 8th were part of the introduction of their new training program for high school seniors called Flight Path 9, and another for the general workforce called Fast Track. Airbus, like so many employers today, are struggling to find qualified employees. So what'd they do? They started creating their own, and in the process are offering a future to the workforce that could take them all over the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
At 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and it sounds like you were successful when you went looking for trucks yesterday.
Yes, we were. We bought six trucks yesterday. You know, we got Toyotas, we got GMCs, we got Chevrolets, we got Fords, so we've got a great selection of trucks, but we don't just sell trucks. We've got a great selection of cars and SUVs as well.
Yeah, you've got the acreage now to do it as well. If people hadn't heard, you've expanded at LCM.
Absolutely. You know, we took on the corner, so we actually got double access onto the lot. We got a great frontage of inventory, and so we got room to stock them.
Yeah, you know, talking about vehicles other than trucks, I'm thinking this time of year, too, as the old family vacation's coming up, people got to be looking for those third-row vehicles.
We got a great supply of those. You know, we got full-size, we got Suburbans, Tahoes, Yukons, Sequoias, Expeditions, and then we got the midsize SUVs with third seats also.
All right, give us some directions to come see you, look at the vehicles, and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore on the corner of Plantation Road and Highway 90, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:42, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The American Red Cross is hoping that you can help them save some lives by teaming up with Amazon. Today through June the 10th, people who donate blood or platelets will receive a $5 Amazon gift card via email. And those who donate from May 24th through May 28th will receive a t-shirt as well. The American Red Cross is hoping the extra incentive will help with their critical need for type O blood donations. According to the American Red Cross, there are just 6 units of type O blood available for every 100,000 people, but at least 2 times that amount is needed every single day. Saying, quote, type O negative is the universal blood type and is what emergency room personnel reach for in the most serious situations when there is no time to determine a patient's blood type. And type O positive blood can be transfused to any positive blood type patient and is also critical in trauma situations. So if you want to give blood, all you need to do is be 17
years of age or older, or 16 with your parent consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and are generally in good health. Donors can schedule their appointments by using the Blood Donor app, or you can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Exciting news from Mobile Base Company as they announce a major expansion project and job openings too. Bay Steel Corporation supplies structural material for a wide variety of industrial uses in the Southeast. On Tuesday, the company announced that they will, as a family-owned company, will invest $6.29 million as they move from the Port of Mobile to 32 acres that they own on Todd Acres Drive, which is across from the Mobile Commerce Park, a location which gives them easy access to I-10 via Rangeline Road. The company describes itself as a wholesaler of carbon steel products used in heavy fabrication, plant maintenance, shipbuilding, and other industrial work, and they do some import and export of their material as well. The company says they'll add 5 employees. New facility is expected to open in early 2020. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County deputy was injured in a crash last night. It happened around 9 o'clock at the Magnolia Speedway gas station at Highway 98 and Highway 49 in Magnolia Springs. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the deputy injured his leg. The other driver received minor injuries. The cars also slammed into one of the gas pumps, knocking it over. A double shooting in Mobile. Authorities are looking for the gunman. The suspect is 38-year-old Victor Terrence. The shooting happened on Crossley Hill Drive last night around 9 o'clock. One person shot in the head but is expected to survive. Another person was shot in the abdomen and was critically injured. Despite giving out 6,900 free hepatitis A vaccines last week, the state of Florida saw an increase in new cases. The Department of Health announced 92 cases of the contagious liver disease during the week ending May 11th. It's the highest number of cases reported since the outbreak began last year. In Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties, 8 or less per 100,000 people have hepatitis A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59 I-20 $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
The New Orleans Pelicans win big in last night's NBA draft lottery. Golden State picks up where they left off in game one of the Western Conference Finals. And the Boston Bruins now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We lead off this morning with some great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Last night, with a 6% chance of winning the number one overall pick in this year's NBA entry draft, the Pelicans' ping pong ball was drawn last, giving them the highly coveted number one overall draft selection.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Pelicans are expected to draft Duke's Zion Williamson with that draft pick, which would give them the most wanted NBA prospect since LeBron James.
When you saw New Orleans got the number one pick, you didn't think for a second, oh, I could be in New Orleans?
It's definitely a possibility, but, I mean, it's not sure until it actually happens.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been before?
Yeah, I've never been.
Memphis also defied the lottery odds. They now hold the number two selection in this year's draft. The New York Knicks will pick third, followed by the L.A. Lakers, who jump from the 11th spot to number four in the draft. The Phoenix Suns and Cleveland Cavaliers each were likely to earn a top three pick, but they fell to fifth and sixth place in next month's upcoming draft. In the NBA playoffs, Golden State defeated Portland 116-94 last night.
Curry for three. It's good. Steph Curry lighting it up. His eighth three-pointer of the game.
Curry would go on to make 9 three-pointers and score 36 points. Portland was led by Damian Lillard with 19 points and C.J. McCollum with 17, but they defensively allowed Curry too much space, and he made him pay for it. The Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 1-0, with Game 2 set for tomorrow night in Oakland. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins beat Carolina 2-1 in Carolina to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 35 of 36 shots to earn the first star of the game. All three of the game's goals were scored in the second period, with Brad Marchand scoring the eventual winner on a power play.
And McAvoy eventually across to Marchand, strips to the slot of Ekander, he scores! 2-0 in favor of the Bruins, a power play goal.
The Bruins now one win away from reaching the Stanley Cup Finals. They could clinch that spot tomorrow night in Game 4 at Carolina. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team lost to Tulane 11-1, ending an 8-game win streak for the Jags. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their 5th game in a row, falling to the Jackson Generals 8-7. And in the major leagues, St. Louis hit 4 home runs and crushed the Atlanta Braves 14-3. 7:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound I-10 and the Bayway, you've got delays because of the accident. Left lane blocked off still inside the tunnel. Airport at Flay Pierce Road, Cottage Hill right at Westwood in front of Mobile Christian wrapping up an accident. Schillinger at Cottage Hill, and again, the wreckers are on the scene. Northbound 65 between I-10 and Government Street. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. Call 666-6516 and see them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
753 FM Talk 106.5. About 10, 15 minutes away from our conversation with Jeff Poor. And one of the big subjects, of course, is what happened yesterday in Montgomery with the Alabama Senate passing Representative Terry Collins' bill for a nearly almost complete abortion ban. There are a few exceptions, two exceptions. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that with him and that vote and what it means nationally, what it means in this idea to challenge Roe versus Wade. That and your commentary coming up next hour at 343-0106. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former Alabama Revenue Commissioner arrested and charged with stealing more than $600,000. She's also charged with 26 felonies, all thanks to an elaborate check fraud scheme. 68-year-old Laura Lee Taylor, a former Washington County Revenue Commissioner and former treasurer of the Public Park and Recreation Board, handed herself in to the Washington County Jail after a grand jury indicted her on the charges. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office announced that Taylor's charged with one count of first-degree theft and nine counts of second-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument for using her position as a treasurer of the Park and Recreational Board to allegedly issue checks that were not authorized by the board, which she then deposited or cashed herself. She's also charged with 10 counts of identity theft for using a board member's name and identifying information to obtain loans in the board's name without approval of the board member or the board, and six counts of attempt to evade or defeat tax for failing to pay income tax on the money she stole. First-degree theft of property and identity theft are Class B felonies punishable up to 2 to 20 years in prison. Second-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument is Class C felony. It's punishable by 1 year and 1 day to 10 years in prison. An attempt to evade or defeat tax is an unclassified felony punishable up to 5 years in prison. U.S. News and World Report has a new survey out as to the best places to live in the United States, and Alabama is not receiving any kudos for our southern hospitality. We came in 49th place. The ranking looked at 80 metrics, which include economy, infrastructure, public safety, also healthcare, education, crime and corrections, and the natural environment. Top 10 states were Washington State, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Vermont, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and Colorado. Alabama ranked 49th, beating out only Louisiana and placing just behind Mississippi. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Big announcement coming this week. I just can't tell you. Could tell you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, yeah, if you
tomorrow,
if you
stick, I promise that tomorrow we will roll out the next big thing around here at FM Talk, the next deal for you.
Is that a hint?
This, you know, something's going to make your friends green with envy.
Okay.
Okay. That we're going to roll out for you tomorrow. So details on that coming up on tomorrow's morning show.
So tomorrow morning show, we'll release whatever this news might be. And you could probably also maybe check the website and Facebook tomorrow.
It might be a decent suggestion. So just something might be happening around here. So this is a pretty good tease.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Good tease.
Now.
Was the tease good?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. I wish I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, me too. So just wait for that tomorrow. I'll figure it out and roll it out. Oh, by the way, too, some need y'all's help. You're so great in nominating FM Talk 106.5 and so many of our shows in categories for this year's Nappy Awards through Lanyap. Their website, votenappies.com, is up. We need your vote now to push us across the finish line for the win. So please do your part. We appreciate it. Votenappies.com. And we'll reward you with this announcement tomorrow. Remind me what it is. Oh, yeah. So it's coming up tomorrow.